Sandiganbayan transfers custody of Romualdez to BJMP amid hospital confinement. The Sandiganbayan has ordered the transfer of custody of former Speaker and Leyte 1st District Representative Martin Romualdez from the Philippine National Police, PNP, to the Bureau of Jail Management and Penology, BJMP. Sandiganbayan 3rd Division Chairperson Carl Miranda made the announcement after the anti-graft court issued a commitment order for Romualdez to be detained at the new Quezon City Jail in Piatas, a facility which is under BJMP's jurisdiction. Miranda made the announcement ahead of the hearing on Romualdez's motion to remain under hospital detention in Cardinal Santos Medical Center in San Juan over heart and brain-related health concerns. Philippine National Police, PNP, Colonel John Guiegui, chief of the PNP Criminal Investigation and Detection Group, said the police will comply with the court's order. The custody of former speaker will now be transferred to the BJMP, Guiegui told reporters. Likewise, Guiegui said it is up for the BJMP to determine the required number of personnel to keep watch on Romualdez. The Office of the Ombudsman on Monday filed a P74 billion plunder charge against Romualdez, former Ako Bicol Party List Representative Zaldi Co, and others over their alleged involvement in a kickback scheme on flood control projects. One day more. Also on Thursday, Ombudsman prosecutors asked for one more day to prepare for the cross-examination of Romualdez's doctors in Cardinal Santos, namely Dr. Rodi C., cardiology, and Dr. Lourdes Ignacio, internal medicine with subspecialization in psychiatry. This developed after Dr. Kurt Allen Sibian and Dr. Rosalio Torres testified before the Sandiganbayan 3rd Division that Romualdez's case was not an emergency case, although he remains at high risk for possible heart attack. Deputy Special Prosecutor Omar Sagatal told the anti-graft court, "It is our humble plea, Your Honors, that we continue tomorrow. The witnesses' testimonies are technical in nature. We need time for studying their judicial affidavit." The court granted Sagatal's plea, but Sandiganbayan 3rd Division Associate Justice Ronald Morno made it of record that it was over and above the court's objection. "The witnesses are already here. You could have examined them now," Morno said. C was present during Thursday's hearing, while Ignacio has been subpoenaed or ordered to testify before the Sandiganbayan on Friday, September 11. VDV, GMA News.